With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
You might have seen the headlines in the last day or two. I'm reading from the RNZ website right now. Niwa job cuts could gut team of New Zealand's top climate modellers. So job cuts at Crown-owned science company Niwa, National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research, could cull a team of New Zealand's top climate modellers. The 700 staff at the company face losing 90 jobs all up, according to the PSA, with 30 of them currently vacant. Niwa has said the cuts would have no impact on its core work. Science Minister Judith Collins said she was not aware of the cuts to climate modelling. So what does that all mean for Niwa? What is Niwa? What exactly is Niwa? And you may remember Ian Wishart on this program last year talking about how, well, he's really outed them on their use of historic climate data and manipulation of science, probably is how I'd describe it anyway. With that in mind, we thought we would invite Philip Duncan, who is head weather analyst and owner of weatherwatch.co.nz, on to comment on this. Hi, Philip. Nice to have you back.
Thanks for having me. Good to be back again.
Okay, the Niwa story that was reported on Wednesday, we're Friday morning now, by RNZ, would have sent, I guess the Niwa people knew about it before the story came out, but a kind of a cold front through the organization. Now, we've had Ian Wishart on this show a couple of times talking about his, and I call it outing of Niwa, because it kind of felt like that. Do you think that's what his story really was, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ian's done some fantastic work. I've been wanting someone in journalism to pick up what I've brought up over the years, and none of the major outlets really understood it. There have been a few. Paul Gorman's one reporter out there who's really understood the problems, but you know, these mainstream news outlets that we kind of, you know, have been relying on for years have given up. They just don't cover this. They don't care about it. They don't care that when Cyclone Gabrielle's coming in, we've got nonsense coming out of Niwa, because they get free stuff to put on their websites that have got graphics, and they like that way more than they like the science. And so the work that Wishart's done is fantastic, 10 out of 10, and I think he should keep going. We'd support him as much as we can. And I think the work he's doing is actually exposing the flaws that they've got. And it's really simple. If you go to a country like Australia or America or Canada, they have open data. That means if you're a public agency and you create data, that data can be used by the public in most cases. In New Zealand, the New Zealand government is basically like a commercial body. They call themselves a government, but they are really just a commercial organization owned by the royal family. I know that sounds nutty when you say it like that, but it's kind of true. It's certainly in my industry. And you just can't get in. They've got no transparency. There's no ministers that care about the fact that Niwa's got no transparency. And there's no grown-up in charge of Niwa. It's basically Niwa's a management to themselves, and they make a fortune. The management in there make a fortune working for Niwa. So it's always disappointing when someone's losing jobs. I hate that thought. But Niwa's picked the wrong people, in my mind, for being made redundant in this situation.
Last time we chatted, I think you pointed out, and maybe the time before that as well, that we have two weather forecasting entities, both government-owned, competing against each other. And do you think also that that withholding of information, sort of like copyright, right? So if you want to, like in the music business, you want to use a song for an ad, you got to pay for it. Is it the same kind of regime? And do you think that has been exploited politically to withhold information? Because people are very trusting of modelers. We saw that during COVID, and it seems that the Earth Systems modeling team will take the biggest hit here. So go through those two points, if you don't mind.
Well, yeah, first of all, when it comes to modelling, there is something to be said about having a New Zealand science base that takes international data, creates their own, makes their own modelling. There is sense in doing that. What there isn't sense in doing is competing with the US government or competing with the Australian government. New Zealand's got 5 million people in it. Sydney and Melbourne, I mean, individually, Sydney and Melbourne are just as big as New Zealand.
Two New Zealands right there.
But we've got two government forecasters using all of your tax money in mind to compete each other in some stupid experiment where they're trying to be better than the US government. And it's embarrassing because basically weather climate modelling is basically connected to the military. They have a connection between the two. So the US government makes open data available around the world because they are around the world and they have military bases all around the world. And it makes sense that there's one common place to get weather forecasting from. So they've got like the US military basically producing this amazing content with the help of NASA and NOAA and all the special radars they've got. And then they've got NIWA, who thinks that they can do better by doing their own thing. And it's, I don't know who they're making it for. They're not making it for me. They won't give us anything for free. They won't give anything to you for free. They're not providing much other than a very basic watered down weather forecast. And they're competing with Met Service in the news around severe weather, which is utterly ridiculous. It doesn't occur anywhere else on Earth. And so it's embarrassing that New Zealand's in this situation. And it's embarrassing that for all the people that harp on about government waste, This is in a dead zone that no one wants to touch within the government. And it's painful because we're in our second review now, and the second review is being ignored like the first one.
Okay, so that information that that they generate, and particularly the modelling information, has been used regularly, like a bit of a bludgeoning instrument, I'd have to say, via the media, to support the climate change narrative. Not only that, but the consequences and the resetting of the way we might be doing things. And we're seeing that now with in local areas, I'm thinking Kapiti Coast, where they're talking about managed retreat, sea level rise, where they have to, you know, stop people living on certain properties for some anticipated modeled sea level rise decades ahead. It kind of feels like, because I'm asking the question after what you just said, who powers that? Is it NIWA with such, incredible influence inside government public service that keeps them where they are at the moment? Or is it, do you think it, and this is the conspiracy brain of me working, was it useful to have NIWA making these pronouncements through the supposed modelling that they're doing to kind of keep that narrative going? Any thoughts on that?
You know what? If they behaved like a normal scientific agency, there'd be no debate around this other than the accuracy of what they're doing. But because they're massively commercial, they are all about the money. That's all NIWA is about. The CRI, you know, Crown Research Institute, is now Crown Revenue Institute when it comes to NIWA. They are money, money, money. They're aggressive. They're financially aggressive. They're commercially aggressive. They knocked out IBM for the America's Cup. They knock out Met Service and Cyclone Gabriel. They are wanting to be in the news to make money. If they were putting out climate stuff that was free and useful for everyone to use, I would support that. But that's not what they're doing. They're just trying to get in the news. They're trying to be relevant. They're trying to get funding. And it's shameful that they can make climate scientists redundant, but continue this commercialization of weather to cannibalize another government agency when the public don't want it and don't particularly like it. They don't think, I'm not getting emails from people saying, oh, hold on, NIWA's actually doing some really good weather forecasting and we're glad that they're doubling up. I don't get that from many people. I would say maybe 1% of the population goes with that one.
Yeah, NIWA is their name, National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research. Should that include weather forecasting?
No. I mean, if it does, it should be separated like they've kind of done with NIWA Weather, except NIWA Weather is NIWA. It's not a separate entity. And we know that because we've asked them, Paul Gorman, reporter, has asked them from The Listener, and Shane Curry, the editor of the New Zealand Herald, still is waiting for a response on why they set up NIWA Weather. What's the point of it? Why do you attack Met Service? Why do you have different terminology during cyclones? And they refuse to answer every single question due to commercial and confidential reasons. And so how does the Crown Research Institute be able to just block the public, block the media from understanding why they're doing this, why they're using money, and more importantly, why are they not paying dividends? So in other words, they're taking our money, creating something no one asked them to do, and then they are financially making money. The CEO of NIWA earns close to $1 million a year. So
what?
If you think that that's good, it's ridiculous. And I've heard of national MPs at a senior level who can't believe how much money the CEO and the boards of, and the chair are making at NIWA. But no one does anything about it because, again, there's no adults in the room in the beehive. They just are disconnected from this. They don't care about it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think they're probably more worthy public servants than NIWA at the coalface of day-to-day reality of life that are valuable as well. How do you think they've maneuvered themselves? You don't have to answer this, but how do you think they've maneuvered themselves into such a well-remunerated position?
Oh, I'd love to answer that one because I know the answer. They love chaos. If you're in a government agency like NIWA and you're running it and you're John Morgan, the CEO there, and you're trying to figure out what to do, all you have to do is set up a business, not tell anyone about it, and by the time someone starts to ask questions about it, you're at the next election or there's a review on. So every time Shane Currie goes to them and says from the New Zealand Herald, the editor there, whenever he says to them, hey, why don't you answer these questions? They often reply with, there's a review on, we can't comment. Oh, we're in election time. We'll wait till after the election. There's just, we've got sick leave. We've got bereavement leave. We've got annual leave. They honestly, they just stall and stall and
stall. The weather's not good enough.
Yeah, that's when they
come out.
And then a new minister or a new government comes in charge, and they've got another couple of years up their sleeve before anyone cottons on. It's so clear to everybody in the weather industry what NIWA is doing and why they're getting away with it. And when you've got people like Judith Collins as the Minister for Science, someone who doesn't have any outward passion towards science and has said one thing to me and another thing to a reporter about.
Oh, you know that for sure, do you?
Yeah. Well, I know the fact that she said one thing to me and another thing to another reporter about it. That's evidence to me that she doesn't care. And it's just painful that we go from one government left to right, and the unofficial men, women behind the scenes who don't have names are the ones that call the shots. It's not the ministers. They have no power.
I'm just looking here at the story here. NIWA were asked about these plans. They emailed a statement, won't be commenting further whilst the consultation and review process is underway. It's what you're saying, basically, isn't it?
That's right. And so how far are we out now from the next election? A couple of years? So they just have to bide their time, and then they'll delay the National Party with answers to questions, and another half year goes by, and the next thing you know, it's election, and they don't talk about anything like this 6, 7, 8 months out from an election. And so we're already at almost the next election, and that's why this has been going on for 11 and 12 years. And I met with Prime Minister John Key. He said it to my face. So did Jerry Brownlee. So did Peter Dunn. All of these people couldn't believe that NIWA set this up, but they did it under their watch, and then the next government couldn't do anything about it either. So there's something majorly broken.
Okay, they've targeted the Earth Systems Modelling team. Why do you think they were targeted? Any thoughts?
I mean, there's certainly, I had this comment when I posted the story about this happening, that there were a certain group of people, and I could predict this was going to happen, who said, good, so what? We don't need them. But the people who don't believe in climate change or don't believe it's as bad as it is. And so I do understand maybe politically from NIWA's point of view, maybe that's a group of people that isn't as controversial under this current government at this time. But I still think it's bizarre to be going after those people while not using the ones that are commercially going after Met Service, the double up. To me, that is bizarre. But NIWA Weather has higher social media ratings than NIWA itself. So, of course, they're not going to get rid of it. It's commercialization of what they're doing. It's a way to advertise NIWA and be in the media every day.
Okay, so it's kind of ego-driven?
Oh, I'm 100% sure it's ego-driven from the CEO. The CEO John Morgan told a reporter about WeatherWatch that we're a niche, small little company that he doesn't focus on. We've got higher ratings than they do by a mile. So that kind of talk from him goes against what the Commerce Commission says they should be doing, which is working with us. The Commerce Commission are explicit about that. And yet NIWA, they've just broken off. They don't work with New Zealand's largest private forecaster. And yet they're all about science and weather. So if you're telling me that that's not commercially driven from NIWA's side, then I don't know what else it is.
Okay, well, to be fair, the funding that is in question here is for the 10-year Science Challenges project, $680 million.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean,
that's eye-watering.
Yeah, it is. The NIWA gets $200 million a year anyway. Oh, you know, maybe not quite that much, but it's up into the multi-millions, well over 150. And so to be getting all this extra money, no wonder they don't care about anyone or anything. If you're running a company with that amount of money, doesn't matter if things fail because you've got enough money to do another thing and try again. The complete opposite of the real world, the complete opposite of the private sector, where we have to grind, you have to grind, we've got to make money.
Boy, did we have to grind.
And so do we. We are in the same boat as you guys are right now, believe me. And so to have the government just having this blindness to what NIWA was doing when so much money involved in it is just embarrassing. And there's nothing to show for all this money. There's no public products. There's no open data.
Like it's a black hole is really what it sounds like.
Yeah, we're shamefully behind our next door neighbors over in Australia. We're shamefully behind America and Canada and Japan and England and Ireland. It's just, why are we doing it this way for just a couple of people to get rich from? It's wrong.
And I wonder if you can maybe you've heard what the attitude of Met Services to NIWA, because they're a direct competitor. They're probably sitting there because they've been there forever. They've been sitting there scratching their heads thinking, how come we're living in this weird reality?
I've said to the new CEO of Met Service, or a couple of years there now, Stephen Hunt, that you need to give them a blood nose. You need to punch back or you'll get crushed by them. NIWA is so much bigger than Met Service. Everybody can see NIWA's trying to destroy Met Service and take over that spot. It's blatantly obvious. And so I think Met Service needs to do more. They have done more. They were part of the reason that they didn't go with that merged building idea, this insane idea that Treasury and NIWA had to buddy up and push Met Service into a building with them at Greta Point. How insane is that when they just spent years defending themselves in the Commerce Commission, that they're not working together, that they're completely separate entities? And so Treasury's mostly to blame for this stuff, by the way. Treasury are the ones that redact everything and keep changing things, and that's painful as well.
So NIWA had the ear of Treasury, not the Met Service.
Yes. Yep, and they were trying to...
So there's some sort of relationship there. There must be.
I believed, I mean, again, if we want to talk about conspiracy theories, because when in a lack of evidence and a lack of transparency, this is
fair enough.
And I think quite blatantly that NIWA and Treasury are close. I think there's an old boys club that goes back decades, and I think it's all about holding on to power. I think it has nothing at all to do for the greater good of the country. And I also think there is something in there with the crown. I'm not totally sure why, but it feels very much like all the king's men and all the king's horses are there protecting NIWA in every single way possible. And so maybe, as one of my business partners pointed out, maybe it's because they've got connections with the US government down in Antarctica. Might be a whole lot of military things in there. But the lack of transparency just makes you wonder why we keep funding this thing if it's so secretive. And it's the climate. It's not like they are a spy service.
Yeah, but getting back to what I asked you about earlier, if it serves a political purpose in driving a narrative that supports a plan to weaponize weather, climate, yes, then you can see how it could get a pass.
Oh, yeah, and they've weaponized a state asset. In fact, that's something I've heard from Met Service. Met Service feel that they've done that because NIWA has taken this computer they've got and they've commercialized it. I can't access it. I can't go in there and use it, but I can build frost maps in New Zealand that are quite accurate using free data from the US government.
Yep.
But I can't use that from NIWA's supercomputer. I don't know who they've built this for other than themselves. And like I say, if they're involved in the America's Cup, and they're blocking out private companies like IBM, What does that say about what they are? If they're a science research agency involved in commercialization of everything, it's just everything the opposite of what I was taught at school.
Same. Okay, looking ahead, let's say that NIWA loses that component of its operations, because I don't think it will go away, probably. Where does that leave weather forecasting in New Zealand, and where does that leave someone like you?
Well, you know, we're struggling because the media use NIWA and Met Service breathlessly, and so that cuts us out straight away as being another voice. So it's just government voice. That's what you get from mainstream outlets. They all pay NIWA and Met Service, or they pay Met Service, certainly. But that's just been something that we've never been able to break. So we're up against two government guys that are funded for every mistake and problem they have. They get more money, no problems asked, like rich kids, right? With the rich kids with the rich parents who just bail them out. And yeah. I'm from a working class family where that doesn't happen as much.
I know that one.
Yeah. And so it's a different mindset. So we're at a T junction. Met Service are at this stage trying to help us, but they are also dragging their heels. And so we're at a point where we may be going back to the Commerce Commission to say nothing's changed, and starting to have to throw those grenades again about, you know, verbal grenades, about how poorly run this all is, and how, I hate saying the word corrupt because it makes me sound like I'm a nutter, but it is corrupt because there's no transparency. And when there's no transparency, anything can happen.
Well, what do they say? If it walks and talks and quacks or whatever, it is probably the duck.
Yes.
Okay. Well, really good to get your view on this. And are you hanging in there?
We are just hanging in there. We are. I've got an amazing team around me who are throwing so much work at this and keeping us going. We're staying afloat for now. We're doing okay. But it's just painful to be told by government ministers. John Key was one of them, the Prime Minister. I met him in the Koru Lounge in Wellington one day. Just perfect timing. He walked in. He had no one to talk to. I was sitting there with a drink in my hand, and I showed him my app. He got me to download the WeatherWatch app on his phone, and I told him about these problems, and he and Stephen Joyce both said that this is, that NIWA's muddying the waters, they're making things worse, and yet even at that high level, the highest level you can get.
Yeah, why is that? Why is that?
Because there's no political party going after it.
Or it's hands off. Yeah. The orders come down, hands off.
It's got to be a political party fighting this. If it's not, nothing will change. If it's just one person, one minister, it won't change. Stephen Joyce was the best we ever had. He heard me out. It helped that I used to work for him, maybe. He knows all my crazy sides and my calm sides.
That's helpful.
And he was brilliant. He understood it from day one. Once Labour got in, Megan Woods did the opposite. She just belittled us. And that was the end of them taking the complaint seriously. With the new government now, I'm not holding my breath because Judith Collins misled us, or was not totally
a bit two-faced on it.
A bit two-faced, and David Seymour never replied to our three emails to him, and so we've got no support from him, and no support from Winston Peters, who we also wrote to. So no one cares about this issue because they're all ultimately city people that don't need the weather like the rest of the country might do. Maybe.
All right. Anything more to say about this?
There is one last thing. We just found the other day a Commerce Commission report based on our complaint at WeatherWatch about NIWA and Met Service. The report from the Commerce Commission had loads of redacted parts. So maybe I'm just naive, but I thought they were independent of the government and that the Commerce Commission was supposed to be there to help people.
Oh, so the redacted parts are from the Commerce Commission?
Well, it's from their own report. So
yeah.
I don't know.
So they've done the redacting.
And I'll tell you one of the quotes, one of the ones that I just want to read to you. It's very, very short. One of the lines towards the end of this report from the Commerce Commission about NIWA and Met Service says, quote, the conduct of Met Service and NIWA is, and then it's redacted.
Oh, what? That's the big reveal.
As I said, that's the most important part of the whole thing, and it's redacted. The conduct of Met Service and NIWA is ..
Okay, and that's through a Commerce Commission report.
Or is it...
No, it won't be lovey-dovey, mate.
I think it's bizarre. You know, I said, you know, the conduct of Met Service in NIWA is thought, is awe-inspiring to a third world dictator. You know, that's what I'm going to put in there. I don't know what it's...
Add your own line, right?
Add your own line. So, you know, we're disappointed that the Commerce Commission, who we found disappointing during this process, as we said to them at the very beginning, if your email address ends with .govt, you're not exactly independent of the government, are you? And so we don't have a lot of faith that you're going to make a good call here. And they didn't. They made a really lazy call on the government being the owner of both NIWA and Met Service. Whereas if it's Air New Zealand doing that, it's a whole different ballgame. But the government doesn't seem to be
a client. That suggests there's other pressure.
Oh, yeah, totally. Operating. I mean, listen, people say to me, be careful. You shouldn't rock the boat too much. You never know what might happen to you if you do.
Might get caught in some very bad weather, Philip.
That's right. So, I mean, it's like, it's laughable, but on one level, little part of my brain does go, gee, yeah, watch out for a milk truck driving at you. You don't want to upset the government behind the scenes, but there's something broken here. And if they were transparent about it, I'm pretty sure, as I said to someone, if they said to me, there's a reason for this and here it is, I might completely change my mind on this. But the way it is right now, it feels corrupt and broken.
Well, Philip Duncan, head weather analyst and owner of weatherwatch.co.nz, all the best for the future. Again, thanks for coming on the program. Really interesting to get your view. And I'm sure there'll be more to talk about. So don't go away.
Well, I do. Thank you, Paul, and thank you. I hope you guys are hanging in there too. I know it's tough at the moment for a lot of us.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.